You know what the Eskimos do with their senior citizens, Mick?
No.
When an elder of the community, this is true, is deemed to have outlived their usefulness, they're just placed on an ice floe and allowed to float off down a river.
Is that right?
It's called aged care up the North Pole. You can see John Howard taking to that idea, can't you?
It's a fair and equitable system.
What's the title of your manifesto?
John Howard, a bold vision of yesteryear.
Mr. Howard, if we could get back to taxation.
No, let's talk about the logies. I reckon Pluck a Duck was ripped off.
Mr. Howard, are you planning to introduce a GST?
And what about Toddy Goldsmith? You could see her buzzies.
Mr. Howard, you can say buzzies, but you can't bring yourself to say GST.
Well, which one do you think the public would rather hear me say?
What?
Buzzies. I think most Australians would much prefer to hear me say buzzies than...
Than what?
Than...
GST?
Soft bollocks.
Sorry?
That's another name for them. I'm certain your listeners would much rather hear me talking about Toddy's top bollocks as opposed to some dreary reforms to the taxation system.
Mr. Howard, did you not promise the voters that a GST was not on your agenda, at least for your first term in office?
Toddy's ginormous top bollocks.
Isn't it true? The prospect of having to introduce a GST has got you pooping your pants, given that it virtually spelt the end for John Hewson's political career.
Norgs, gazungas, fun bags.
Mr. Howard, repeat after me. GST.
TNT.
GST.
Dynamite.
GST.
I'm a power load.
GST.
Watch me explode. Drum solo. I'm going to speed to my own pod, Mick. I was out, mate. Out loving you, baby. Ow! My wife says I've been talking in my sleep, which is out of character because normally I talk at everyone else's sleep.
Walkie was pretty popular. Why don't you take up drinking?
Oh, I did, Mick. Last night. Oh, my head.
What happened?
I woke up this morning with a shocking comb over.
As always, Mr. Howard, could you provide our listeners with a demonstration of your vast powers?
Certainly, Mick. Quake in wonder as I crack the top off a small can of Sprite using only my butt cheeks.
Are you sure that's safe, Mr. Prime Minister?
Come on, you tiny canned beverage. Bend before the will of the nation's most powerful executive.
Are you all right, Mr. Howard?
I told Alexander not to shake the can first. Oh, jeez, I think I've just given myself a schwip of essence enema.
Incidentally, Prime Minister, where does the Australian government get its heroin? Can you somehow obtain it legally for the purposes of these trials?
No, I score the gear myself. I just pop down to say the cross or St Kilda and cruise around looking for one of my regular connections.
Is that right?
Then when I've hooked up with the man, I slip him the riddies, he forks over the skag. I check it, of course, to make sure he hasn't cut it through with any of that dodgy poke from the Philippines.
Gee, pretty au fait with the lingo, Mr. Howard.
Well, Wick, when you've spent most of your life prowling the mean streets of Wollstonecraft, you do start to talk like a bit of a head cap.
How do you get the stuff back to Canberra?
I just whop the smack up me bot, and once I'm back at the office, Dr. Waldridge pops around with his salad tongs.
Wow.
What a happening scene, Mick.
Let's see what Fred Bassett's up to today. Oh, jeez. That's for you, Garfield. What are you doing with that foolish figure? Oh, Mr. President.
Hello, Tom.
It's John.
Did you guys get my latest directive down there?
No. Why doesn't your secretary there just fax it through to me?
Who?
Your secretary. I can just see the top of her head.
What?
It's a picture phone. Remember, your people installed it.
Oh, shit. Honey, you better take a break.
What's she doing there? Have you dropped your pen?
Favourite rock star?
Glenn Shorrock.
Favourite heavy rock band?
The Deltades.
Favourite rap star?
Anthony Warlow.
Favourite rock video?
Day Trip to Bangor.
Favourite rock concert?
Red Hot and Rhonda.
Favourite rock album?
Hooked on Swing.
Favourite rock babe?
The Leggy, Jackie Love.
Favourite axe man?
Keith Potka.
Favourite pub band?
Bill and Boyd.
All-time favourite rock song.
I want to make you my lady.
Oh, ditto. All-time favourite venue.
Buddies from the Young Doctors.
Favourite techno track.
Popcorn.
All-time god of rock.
Jade Hurley.
All-time favourite Down Under rock classic.
Shoop, shoop, diddy, wop, cover, cover, wang, dang. Remember that one? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. What's going on?
I've been grounded, Tone.
Have you?
Yeah, for not eating my peas. Oh, I hate peas. I swallow them whole so I can expel them intact from my bot-bot. Then after a meal, I've been known to drop the pants and strafe the room. Oh, you should see the look on people's faces as my butt cheeks chant their song of death. Chatter-tat-chat. Chatter-chat-chat.